So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And this is for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And really, if you just want to get inspired today, come hang out with me. My guest is she's got a lot of spirit. She's got a lot of pizzazz. So welcome, Nora Wendell.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and tell me what country you're in again. I love it.
I'm currently based at Ubud in Bali, having just moved here about 3.5 weeks ago from Cape Town.
Oh my goodness, that's a really big change, isn't it?
It is, but it's I'm here because it's a real entrepreneurial haven. Just if you're listening and you're like, oh, I really want a change of like my scenery, come here, man. Ubud's like thriving with, I just went to a meetup right now for women entrepreneurs, and it was fantastic. So there's a little bit of a, if you've always wanted to come, there's a little nudge for you.
Oh, how fun. Well, I found Nora on Facebook. She has a lot of different entrepreneurial capacities. Why don't you, what I'd like you to just to tell me is, where do heart-centered entrepreneurs, where do we get stuck? What stops us from growing our businesses?
What stops, in general, I've found that people have this overriding fear of failure, but fear of success as well. And it's this duality that we have that, we really want to be successful, but we're really afraid of being so successful, but we really fear failure as well. And it's such a dichotomy. And yeah, all you can do is really just like take a deep breath and actually be like, it doesn't matter even if you're successful or you fail, just do what you want to be doing and things will happen for you. And I really have this fear of failure in my life, but it's also a fear of success. It's really quite funny, this contradiction with the newest business that I'm about to launch. And yeah, for me, it's like I let that just drop away, both of those fears drop away, and just keep my head into my vision of what I want it to be.
You've helped people with this sort of like creation of their brand or creation of their identity. That's just pretty interesting to me. It seems like there's this thing where everyone says you need to be known for one thing, or you need to be good at one thing, and that's pretty challenging for some of us who have capacities beyond one thing. What do you recommend for someone who has like a lot of different capacities on the sort of the presence type of thing?
Yeah, totally. And I'm one of those people, and I call myself multi-passionate, because I can't just be like, I'm Nora the website designer. No, I'm Nora the photographer. I'm the dancer. I'm the website designer. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm all those things. So
love it.
I embrace that. I'm like, and people often say, oh, but you can only focus on one thing. Yes, that's true. At any one point of time, I'm only focusing on one aspect of who I am, but I do many things. And so like the way I structure even the time in my day or the days in my week is I run 3 businesses. So I have one day a week just for one business. So I'm doing many things, but I'm able to focus on just one thing.
So tell us about your new photo business. I don't really get it, but it looks really interesting.
All right. So it's called The Photo Force, and it's a stock photography membership site where members get to request the specific photos that they need. So with me having the graphic design and website design background, I was always spending hours trying to find photos for my clients that would match their branding and match their, their image that they wanted to portray online. And I always struggled with finding these photos for holistic businesses, alternative businesses, because generally stock photos can be quite cliche, right?
Oh, totally. I mean, so, really, this is so true. I just have to pause you right there, because I did these happiness quotations for several years, like 7, and I would look for beautiful photos to go with them. And sometimes it was just a huge challenge.
Well, exactly. You end up like trawling stock photo sites, right? Like spending hours trying to find a photo that's authentic and real and is not like a smiling white woman or, you know, things like this. So that is why I actually created this platform, and I'm launching in 7 weeks on the 1st of June, and it's positioning itself that you can, a member can request specific photos, but you have access to over 2,000 photos as we launch already in the beginning. So the more people request, the more juicy the stock photos are going to be. And I have photographers from around the world that pick up these photo requests. So our number one thing is real life and diversity. So yeah, it's just a real gap I found in the market. So that's come and check it out. It's called The Photo Force. And I'm really excited about this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming today. It went by so fast. So if you want to check out Nora, you can go to thephotoforest.com. That's her latest and greatest exciting project. She also has a Facebook group. Just tell us a little bit about the Facebook group.
I've got two Facebook groups. I'm like whispering that, like I'm not allowed to have it. But yes, I've got two Facebook groups. One is with the Photo Force called Creative Marketing 101 with the Photo Force. And that's all about learning how to market your business with more fun and more creativity. And my personal Facebook group is called Business Gypsy. And that's for only female entrepreneurs. And I do get a member spotlights and guest lectures in both of the Facebook groups, actually. So you can come and find me there.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. That was an awesome interview.
You're welcome.